Mark Van Gastel was chief steward at Hawkesbury on the standalone meeting on the weekend. Afternoon, Mark.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Good. It was a great day's racing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Good quality fields. Even the supporting races were quite strong, and should be some good depth coming out of the meeting.
Now, the first there, the Tab Highway, a bit of excitement with Fettler's Boot after the race.
There was, yeah. He was returning back to the enclosure, took charge of his rider, and unfortunately dislodged Claire Nutman around the back straight. All was okay with Claire. She sustained no injury, but certainly added for a bit of excitement after the race.
All right, much to report out of race two?
Not really. We did speak to the Connections of Thunder Lady. It went forward and led in the race. It did have blinkers on, stepping up to 2,100 metres, and they were the principal reasons why the horse went forward. And it did set a reasonable tempo in the particularly in those middle stages, which allowed the winner Hippicus to run on. But certainly nothing we found that was untoward in respect to the tactics that were adopted there.
All right, the third, the Claret, was there much in that?
Just the disappointing performance of Ajani. We spoke to the stable and also Karen McAvoy. They couldn't really offer too many excuses other than just may not have handled the shifting track condition. It did start to cut up throughout the day, the track, and they'll follow up with us as to where they go with the horse, but maybe even drop the horse back in grade, and we'll follow up as to how the horse has pulled up.
All right, the fourth, the Gold Rush, the Alberto Magic, pulled up at the poor post-race recovery.
He did, yeah. He was taken wider on the home turn. That's time of the day. Horses were starting to fan wide, and Coolring to shift out took him wider. He did pull up with a poor post-race recovery, probably indicative of having a tough run. But other than that, Sean, race four was pretty quiet.
All right, yeah, a little bit to do in the fifth.
Yeah, we looked at, in the straight, there was an incident, obviously, involving Brent and Abdullah, where he received the suspension when he rode Danish Twist. He shifted out and caused interference to Fig Tree, James McDonald's Mountain, and Brendan was suspended starting next Sunday the 8th and comes back on the following Sunday the 15th for causing that interference to Fig Tree. We did look at that incident in respect to One More Zeta, the stablemate of the winner Danish Twist, but we felt it did receive a bump on the hind quarter just inside the 100-metre mark, but we didn't think that it was necessary to lodge an objection, but certainly it did get a little unbalanced towards the finish of the race, One More Zeta.
All right, race six, the Godolphin Crown, a little bit here.
A couple of courses we questioned in respect to tactics, artistry. It was ridden a little more forward. Blake Shin said he didn't have any specific instruction, but the horse commenced well, and rather than being caught wide, he elected to go forward and show some initiative. Emirata on the flip side, it set a little further back, but it was slow to begin and probably then just wasn't suited by racing back in the field. Brenton Abdullah said it never really travelled comfortably and took some time to respond to his riding, but all in all, he thought it was a little disappointing. About the 800-metre mark for two, one of the fancies in the race, it did get awkward inside Very Delicious. It became quite unbalanced when it laid out. It blundered, and James McDonald almost became dislodged in the incident. Looking at the vision, it appeared as though the horse wanted to lay out and really may have even got on itself. So we'll just follow up with the stable as to how it pulls up and where they go with the horse subsequent to the race. But certainly was quite a nasty incident that James McDonald was lucky not to be dislodged in.
Mm, all right. Now, the Gold Cup, much there, Mark?
Mighty Lucky was probably the unlucky runner in the race. It finished second, beaten just on a half a length by the winner, Emma Vardio. It was probably held up until near the 200 metres. We did question Glenn Schofield in respect to more, less is more leading, but it was caught wide early and he took the initiative to go forward and take up a more forward position rather than being caught wide.
Okay, we go from the Gold Cup on to the Hawkesbury Guineas.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet race for us, Sean. Other than No More Tears was probably the disappointing runner. We did speak to Ty England and trainer Mr. Marsh in respect to the performance. They couldn't really offer anything other than the horse just raced in a bit of restricted room on the home turn, but it'll return back to New Zealand now, No More Tears, and be spelled before going on with the spring.
All right, and the final event looked pretty quiet?
It was quiet. Blenwell was held up in the early part of the straight. It didn't get out until about the 200 metres. There was some interest in respect to McIntosh. Mr. Wall advised us that he was going to attempt to ride the horse in a more quiet position, but look, it was caught wide early. I'd suspect that if he didn't go forward, Brenton Abdullah was probably going to be caught five and six wide, and he took the initiative to ride forward rather than being caught wide, and although he didn't ride to the way we'd advertised in the circumstances, we took no issue with the initiative that he showed, and obviously ultimately resulted in the horse saluting and being placed first.
All right, terrific. It was a good day's racing, wasn't it?
It was great, Sean, yeah. It was good atmosphere, and, you know, I think it's a meeting that continues to grow in its stature and, you know, onwards and upwards.
I think standalone's a good mark because it gives people a bit of variety.
It does, and I think, as I said, like, you know, if we're at a Warwick Farm meeting or, you know, Rosehill meeting, the crowd certainly wouldn't have had the same atmosphere. We wouldn't have been racing for the same prize money, and I think it adds, you know, an addition to the calendar that people look forward to.
Terrific. Good to catch up, as always, Mark. Thanks for your help.
Okay, thanks, Sean.